Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to The Rabbit Hole with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. We should warn you, there are swears. Enjoy. Hello, dear listener. Welcome to the, But go on, pull it.
I'm pulling it down.
There we go.
Is that better? It's cold in here.
Yeah, it's freezing. But this is your home recording studio, not work.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Rabbit Hole, the phone-in show that's pre-recorded live in front of a live studio audience. Audience, make yourselves known. There's nobody here.
Right. This is because we had technical difficulties at the last recording
session. Because you're an idiot!
Well, I don't think it was my fault,
no.
Actually. I think it was just one of them things.
No, but your input in resolving the problem was
minimal,
negligible,
mm-hmm.
Less than minimal.
Yeah.
It was not even the least you could do. It was less than that.
Yes. Well, I would apologise for that, but it doesn't get us anywhere, does it?
Well,
so I won't.
Well... You say it
would sound like a hollow apology,
well,
wouldn't it?
A hollow apology is better than none.
No, it's not.
A hollow apology. So basically,
we haven't got
a show. I tell you what. Let me boot up Skype now. Skype, and we'll see if anybody wants to.
That's the booting happening.
Skype.
We'll see if we can make you an ad hoc hole.
Yes. Can you do me a favour and call? You talk to them while I tweet this, because I need to look up the
number. So, as I say, I would apologise, but there's no point, is there really? So let's crack on. And I thought we could just have a chat with you and kind of mark where we are after how many shows we've done? Seven rabbit holes has been that we've managed to... I would say cobble, but that doesn't give it the full... I'd say handcraft, handcrafted bespoke shows we've made for you.
Yes.
And sadly, we've run out of material.
It's true. Now, normally we can record like four or five shows worth at an event.
Yeah.
And there were technical issues, so we recorded sort of three and a half shows worth of material. But don't forget, of course, that this Sunday, March the 26th,
yeah,
it's our last one in London for quite a while.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, this is pointless telling you this if you're listening, because a lot of people are binging and catching up.
Well, screw those guys. So, I'm talking about the hardcore listeners.
If you're listening on the Thursday this comes out, well done, first of all, for being first ones in, and we appreciate it. And
yes.
We love you a little bit more than
yes,
everyone else, because
you're
the first ones in. But if you want to come, then now is the time, because we're not going to be in London for a good couple of months.
Well, ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. Then we're going to Manchester, England,
yeah,
across the Atlantic Sea. And I'm a genius, and I believe in Claude. I'm auditioning for Hair.
Yeah.
That's a song from Hair.
You might want to practice a bit more before you...
Claude, there's a tongue twist, hang on. And I can't do this in the car. I've listened to four different versions of the Hair soundtrack in the last week. Claude Hooper Bukowski finds it is groovy to hide in the movie, pretend he's Fellini or Antonioni or even his countryman Roman Polanski, or rolled into one.
Brilliant.
Yes! First time I've ever done it.
That's
first
good
time.
Now sing it. Rude, aren't I? Rude. He's trying his best.
Manchester, May the 6th, and then hopefully, and we're sorting this out with comedy legend Brian Gittins, but I'm hoping the end of May, early June, we'll be in that there Brighton.
Yeah. So if you're listening
from
abroad...
And then we've got Bradford.
Barnsley.
Same place? They're close, aren't they?
Both begin with B, fair enough.
Yes.
But one is Bradford and one is
Barnsley.
I don't
like the tone that you are taking.
This is my tone. The tone I do.
It's quite, I would say quite snarky. Mm. Quite rude. It's quite a rude tone.
Thank you.
We should also say, if you want to, T-shirts and bags and things, if you go to balconyshirts.co.uk.
I've got a red raglan. I have, though.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it's like them baseball ones. You've got a navy blue sleeve one, and I've got one with red, because I'm just a little bit more sporty than you. Yeah. So you can do that, and they're available at balconyshirts.com.
No, .co.uk.
.co.uk.
It didn't get the .com.
Well, there's another Balcony Shirts.
Let's have a look, see what balconyshirts.com... balcony.
Because that person surely
.com.
Should be eradicated.
Well, I suppose we call it balcony shits. Which,
that's
again.
Completely different.
Again, balcony shits. Well, I've been watching a lot of horrible history, so I know all about balcony shits.
Wow, there is a such a thing.
There is. It's a website designer or something. Oh. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh. Balconyshirts.co.uk is where to go. If
I tell you what.
What?
No one's calling in. Screw those losers. Mm. Shall I play an answer phone message that someone sent that wasn't up to snuff, that wasn't good enough to be...
What, you mean there's quality control?
Oh, yes! There's quality control. I listen to all of the answer phone messages you leave. My suggestion is between 20 and 45 seconds. We had one that was 9 minutes long. And then he phoned up again and left another 9 minutes. It was him describing his journey to work.
Gosh.
Which reminds me, when I was a kid, 15, 16, I would record everything I did. I would record everything I did. And I remember cycling to my friend Malcolm Richman's house for a band rehearsal. And I recorded it. And it was 45 minutes. And it's me with a chunky cassette recorder recording my journey.
Gosh.
Isn't that weird?
Well, you say weird, but knowing you, that doesn't sound that extraordinary.
Again, there it is.
What? It doesn't, though.
I don't like this. Is this the character that you are developing?
What character?
For the rabbit hole. Just miserable, snarky, mean and nasty.
You've known me for 5 years.
They're the dark dwarves. I'm not being racist when I say that. None of the dwarves are black.
No.
In Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
No, but, I mean... They're supposed to be in Germany back in the day.
Oh, shut up, are they?
Of course they are. It's grim fairy tales.
There are diamond mines in Germany.
I mean,
no.
There aren't dwarves either, but... I mean, they're...
Get steady now.
Okay.
Okay, look, no one's calling in, and I've tweeted you a call to arms. If you're listening to this...
so really?
...and you saw my tweet, then I tell you what, should we phone... Look, let's see who's online, and we'll give them a call, shall we?
No, best not.
No, best not go there. Abaddon the Despoiler? What's a despoiler?
Now, last time we had Abaddon the Despoiler on,
yeah.
He's not
he
the
one
busy.
That called his mate a prick, is he?
Don't think so, but he was busy last time.
Okay, let's see if he's on now. We haven't got the technology to connect this. Right, hang on a minute. That should be ringing, and it's not ringing, so I need to go to my preferences. We haven't got the technology in your studio, Catherine.
No.
To ringing. No, that should all be working. Let me just do a little Skype testes call. We haven't got the technology to plug this into the computer. So, hang on, let's see.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing all right, service.
It works. She's good. So we're going to call Abaddon the Destroyer. Let's see
the if Despoiler.
He... Despoiler. There we go.
Okay.
Now it rings.
Do you want to hold it up a bit closer?
I will do if he answers. If he doesn't, I will be pleased I didn't hold it up because it's quite heavy.
Wow.
It's
now
an
you're
Acer.
Being snarky.
No, it's an Acer, my computer, and it's quite heavy. So, okay. Abaddon the Destroyer is not...
No, too busy.
He's online, you see. Don't be contacts. Let's have all the ones that are online. Let's try Lazy B. Should we try Lazy B?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're listening to the perhaps the weakest in the catalogue of the rabbit hole. Here we go. Busy. Bottler. This is the thing. Everyone's a bottler. Let's go. Let's go right down to the bottom of the Skype. Test call is on if we wanted to call them. Let's try Nida. Oh, no, we won't try them. We don't want them. I know who that is. Let us try... Oh, maybe it's not, but I'm not sure. Just, I think it might be that.
Oh.
I think it might be. Del Stokes! Let's go for Stokesy! Stokesy, you'll be in!
Come on, Stokes.
Come on, Stokesy! Come on, Stokesy! Come on, Stokesy! It doesn't happen very often, but I get the fear of God when I'm sat at my computer and a Skype call pops up. I don't really have Skype open very often, but I get the fear of God in me.
Why? What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, I'm going to be conned out of millions of pounds by someone from another country.
Wow.
I don't want to say Nigerian because...
sometimes it's not Nigerian.
Sometimes they're Indians or Pakistanis.
On the case the other week, they were from this country.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That's true. The good old-fashioned... I'd rather my money went to a good old-fashioned British scammer than one of these African or Asian ones. If I'm honest, if my money's going to go to any scammer, I want it to go to a good old British one.
The default position is massive racist, isn't it?
Where's the racism? I want to put my people first in terms of revenue made from scams.
Okay.
How is that racist?
All right.
You're saying I should give my scam money to a Nigerian first?
I'm saying that all scamming is bad.
Scamming begins...
You should not see colour when it comes to scams.
Scamming begins at home. Let's try Clarkey! Clarkey. Come on, Clarkey.
Bit embarrassing, this, isn't it?
Well, No. As I've often said, look at that. Answer the bloody phone. It's not embarrassing.
You know what it is? It's half past nine.
No, it's not. We're not in the morning.
In the morning. They're probably taking their kids to school.
In the morning. The people that listen to this podcast do not or should not have kids. What does away mean?
It means that they are there, but they're busy.
Well, let's call this guy. Hi, I'm Gary Jerry.
He's handsome.
I'm a handsome guy, and I'm in black and white. And I'm...
He's an actor.
Is he?
Looks like one.
It does look like one.
Headshots, doesn't it?
Yeah, did you ever tout yourself as an actor?
Very briefly.
Did you get the headshots done?
I did them myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was sad.
No, it's not. It's not. I answered an ad in the back of the stage and went to some bloke's house and had the pictures, and they were crap.
Oh, dear.
Crap. I mean, awful. At 70 quid. Anyway, you can't say fairer than that. Well,
70 quid.
Yeah, and I was a student then.
Oh my.
Hang on a minute. Let me tell the people off on Twitter. None of you are calling in. What is your problem, slackers?
You know.
There we go. We're fine. That call to arms, because that what it is. Well, this is psychology. As you know, Catherine, I've studied psychology both to an A level, got a B. In 9 months, and also it's part of life. And the psychology is no one wants to call in because they're thinking, well, somebody else more interesting than me will call in.
There is no one more interesting than you.
Everyone's boring. So they'll be going, I don't want to call in because someone more interesting than me will call in. Well, no, guys, you know, no. Pick up the phone. I'm talking to you now, but you're listening to this after now. So this is pointless.
Yeah, but they'll know who they will know who we are talking to, because they will know, you know, in your heart of hearts that you saw that tweet and you did not ring us.
I've just had a thought. If this show goes down, like, imagine if this was the best show, right, of the entire run, that people, this is the most popular one,
yeah.
Got like 10,000 downloads, 20, I mean, we always get 10,000, I mean, like 20,000 downloads, and this one went viral.
Yeah.
Does that mean we can stop doing the shows in front of an audience? We don't need the audience or phone calls.
Well,
because it saves on stress and hassle and it saves on everything big time.
Yeah, but then you'd just be showing off to me the whole time.
Well, Catherine, it's not showing off.
It is a bit. It is a bit, really, isn't it?
Hang on. Plus ring in now, Ken Shabby says. I'll ring in. What's it about? Winking. Unbelievable. Just someone ring in for crying out loud.
Tell them we're nude or something. They'll ring in then. Oh, I've got a conundrum.
Yes, go on.
One of my frequent Twitter followers has a secondary account.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
For that.
Oh, really?
And the other
Scott, day... Is it Scott Balcony?
No.
Oh, is it?
No.
Is it? Is it Scott?
No.
Is it... Have you found my one?
Which one?
Huh?
No, this fella, he always likes my... whatever I put likes, even like the non-funny things.
Is that right? Case?
Well, or just really keen. Maybe he just appreciates me.
Yeah. You know,
some people do.
Well, yeah.
But he's got this secondary account.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether he meant to like from that account.
Uh-oh!
But I thought, oh, what's he calling himself that for now? And I had a little click on it.
Winky wanky woo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now.
Hello. Listen.
Do I pretend I didn't see it?
No.
Or do I block it?
Block it.
But that'll embarrass him.
Yeah. But the embarrassment, that's not your embarrassment. That's his embarrassment.
Mm.
Fair play. Darren's tweeting, I can't be asked to call in, mate. Fair play, Darren.
Thanks for tweeting.
No, fair play. I appreciate that. That is honesty.
At least he stepped up and admitted it.
Yeah.
The rest of them are all cowering. Do I...
Block it?
Really?
Yeah, well...
He's not like... Right, because it says... It's got a couple of things on there, and it's got a couple of things on there.
Yeah.
And they don't they date back to, like, 2013. So
okay.
He either tweets and deletes... But the one thing that he's kept on there...
Yeah. Well, what is it? Someone...
Himself.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
let's call it a self-portrait in video form.
Why would you... I mean, I know artists often claim they knock them out, but that's just ridiculous.
I know.
Why would you film yourself masturbating?
I know, and then keep it there.
I mean, I came very, very close...
Pardon?
Once, me and a girlfriend, very close, long time ago, talked about the possibility of setting up a video camera.
Oh, no.
Hang on a minute. It's me you're talking about here, so it's not quite so repulsive.
Well.
Setting up a video camera to film ourselves making love. We talked about it, and it would have been a chunky old VHS. This is how long ago we're going. Sorry. And we talked about it. And then we thought better of it. And so we didn't. And, you know, we were going to watch it back and, you know, then...
Rerun the fun.
Yeah.
But you know what will happen? You just go, oh, God, it looks awful.
No, the thing that worried me was what happens when you split up. Oh, Catherine, for crying out loud. What happens when you split
Who
up?
Who gets custody of the film?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you make two. Yeah, one each. Like one of those heart lockets.
So so we didn't in the end.
No, my concern would be, one, I'm very much a live performer.
Yeah. Okay.
Two, oh, flipping heck. You know, it's nice when you're in the heat of it, but I don't want to see the angles. And the fact is that leave it to the professionals. They know what they're doing. There's a reason why they do it in that particular style, and it's because they're always thinking about what it looks like from the exterior, right? You're not when you're going at it, and quite frankly, what flimsy confidence you may have would be completely obliterated.
Let me play you one of the answer phone messages.
Okay, we're changing the subject, aren't we?
Yeah, well, because we've got to go and do the shopping.
Yes.
0203 286 6370 Skype Hey Rabbit Hole Show. 0203 286 6370 Skype Hey Rabbit Hole Show. You can leave a message. We're recording Sunday, March the 26th between 7:30 and 8:30 and then between 9 and 10 and on May the 6th. But you can leave a message at any point. And I score the messages out of five. Mm-hmm. Five being excellent. I don't load up onto my computer anything less than a 3.
Okay.
So there's loads that didn't make it, right? And if you reference the radio show quite heavily, I'll either take that bit out, or if the whole thing is a reference to the radio show, then we cut it out because we want to keep the two things separate.
This is separate.
But this is a 3. This was possibly for Sunday, March 26th, but we'll play it now.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello. It's
There we go. Now, that's a 3. That's right. A 3. Let's just hear it again. This is the full message, unedited.
Hello. It's just,
yeah, that's a three.
Wow, that's... so the two and the one must really be something.
That's all it takes to get a three out of the scores.
Blimey.
So, that's that. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and we'll be back after these messages.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, dear listener. Welcome back. As we are still haven't got a full Rabbit Show podcast, so I apologise for that. Catherine, you explain why.
Well, because there was a huge technical balls up, completely out of our control, apart from the bit where we got it under control.
Well,
and the upshot was that we didn't have enough material.
Technology is not our friend. Technology, Ace. Well, which is good because you can't, if you're a Turk, you can't carry technology in an aeroplane.
No.
Which I think is can I take my iPod?
Yes, anything smaller than a laptop.
Okay, well, I'm fine then. Okay. But the laptop. With my explosives attached to the lithium battery, that can go in the hold, can it?
Best not.
Here we go, we got a call! Hello, caller, you're on the rabbit hole! Hello, caller, you're on the rabbit hole!
Hello.
Yes, hello, you have to speak up!
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello, who is this caller?
It's
who?
It's Michael.
Michael! What are you doing, Michael?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. What are you up to tonight? Obviously, phoning us, but apart from that?
Going to work.
Oh.
Can I ask, Michael, do you know who you've called?
I'm assuming this is a pizza takeaway.
Yes, it is. What pizza would you like, Michael?
Can I have a Hawaiian, please?
I'm afraid we don't have any pineapple, but we could replace it with semen.
I'd add the flavour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be 30 minutes, Michael.
No, 10.
That'll be 5. That'll be 5 minutes, Michael. There we go. What happened was I put the number on Twitter and said that we were accepting phone calls, and that's kind of how it works.
And you got yourself a jizz joke. So hey. Congrats.
Oh, dear.
We found the level.
We found... Here we go. We've got another call. They're pouring in now. Good evening, caller. You're on the rabbit hole. Is that Michael again?
Yes.
You talk to him, Kath.
We're just working on your pizza, love. Just give me... Oh, stop it.
That is disgusting. We are better than that. Disgusting. Michael, you know you've called the rabbit hole. What do you want, your pudding?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
I mean, do any of us know really what we want in life?
That was beneath us.
Well, you did the noise.
That was beneath us, Catherine. That really was.
I'm not editing it out. We haven't got enough material for being selective.
No.
Why don't we look at the reviews?
Well, hang on a minute. Someone called us and I'm going to call them back.
It better not be Michael again. It's embarrassing.
Poor old Michael. Who was that?
Starving.
The way the show works is... Well, you know how it works.
Welcome to the EE voicemail.
Yeah,
sorry, but the person...
Let's go to iTunes and look at the reviews. Oh, hang on. Hello, you're on the rabbit hole.
I've been instructed to ring this number now.
What would you like to say?
I don't know. I don't know why I was instructed.
No problem, goodbye.
Hang on, who's that? Who was that?
That was Cleo being posh.
Oh, it was. Okay, right, sorry. All right, but you go away now. Oh, well, I guess we had another call then. I cut someone else off. Who's this? Hang on a minute. Now we're getting more calls than we get on the normal show. You talk to them because I have to go off mic.
Hello, you're on the rabbit hole.
Butler.
That's what happens when I talk.
The way we're doing this is we don't have our excellent technology, so I am holding up my Mac, next to the microphone. Okay, but I don't really know where the speakers are. I think the speakers are in the flap here. Go on, you talk to them.
Hello, you're down the rabbit hole. Who's that?
Oh, hang on a minute. I've got to press answer.
Oh, no, Ian.
Hang on. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello there.
Who's that?
Yeah. Who is that?
It's Michael.
Okay, Michael, could you stop calling us, please?
No.
Okay, right. I'm going to cut this guy off. Right. I've cut him off now, so he's gone. So, let us look at the rabbit hole comments on the iTunes to see what the boys and girls...
There's one in particular I wanted to address.
Oh, okay. Well, let's.
Yeah, I got beef.
Okay, well, let's go to that. There we go. The Rabbit Hole podcast. Here we go. We click on this. Thank you to everybody who subscribes and enjoys. Let's have a look. Ian and Kath are broadcasting gold.
Fair enough.
The podcast from Catherine Boyle and Ian Lee is something totally unique. It's
nice
brilliant.
Order.
Laugh out loud funny. Great phone-in radio show with active live participation. Thank you so much, Mummy Bear May. Jobby 2003. I've followed and admired Ian Lee from a young age and have grown up alongside his career. Don't. This rabbit hole show is very different from his typical phone-in show. I wish him and Catherine all the best.
Oh, thanks.
Catherine is clever and witty.
What?
Clever and witty. Ian is the best in the business. Ian is brilliant. Ian is fab.
Hang on, Nick, you're not reading these out. Go to right. There's like a 2 or 3 star one.
What?
Yeah, there's a tight one.
No, it's gone. Oh, there's a 3-starer. Yeah. How do we go? What the flipping heck? Most critical.
Visual comedy doesn't work.
The first real episode is very funny, even if they can't follow basic instructions to ask the doorman to get out of the dungeon. The second episode is almost entirely based on the audience response to video callers. It doesn't really translate to an audio podcast. Hello. Well, who's that? Who is that?
Still Michael.
Is that Michael?
Yes.
I just cut you off.
Clearly you didn't.
Yeah, no, mate, clearly I did. Put your phone down and go away.
Will you go away?
Go away. Go away. Right.
Off you go, Michael.
Cut him off there. Hang on a minute. Peter Piper.
Hang on. So it's all in response to video callers. It doesn't really translate into an audio podcast. Visual comedy doesn't work in an audio podcast.
Yes, it does.
All right, so guess what I'm doing now? It's pretty funny.
And watch this.
Oh.
And then Peter Piper says, nice, funny podcast by two people, Kath and Ian, but still only gives it 3 stars. So we're going to write, I'm going to report a concern for the first one.
This person.
It contains offensive material. This is...
Balls.
Balls?
Yeah, this is balls.
What is that hissing noise?
Michael.
Are you still there, Michael? Please go away. I've asked you nicely, and now I'm asking you not nicely. Go away.
I can hear you breathing, Michael.
Dude, put the phone down. I'm not even joking now. He's still there. Right. Okay. Actually, Michael, keep the call a bit longer because I've now instigated my tracking program on here and I'm tracking your call and I'm going to find out where you are. Whereabouts are you calling from, Michael? Yeah, I know, but I just want you to tell you. I want you to confirm it. I know where you're calling from. That pretty much the town and the address has come up. What? But you confirm it for me. No, I tell you what, mate. You confirm it for me. I'll tell you if it tallies with what's come up on my tracking software on my computer. And if it does, I'll come round there and give you a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, right. You're a wise guy.
Do you know what? This podcast isn't working, all right? So let's just leave it. Let's just leave this podcast. I'm not even... Come on, Kath. I'm not even bothering with this. This rabbit hole has been an absolute car crash. Let's leave it.
Michael's ruined it.
Michael's a dick. Michael, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud!
It's an Alex Daggy production.
Me like you.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.